It's growing tensions between Europe and the U.S. over how technology and data should be regulated.
Yeah.
Thank you.
feelings here, but we don't mask it. Times they think it don't say shit. Stuck in our minds, replaying those times that could have been different. Same thing happened, did you listen? Peace by peace insistence. I make my peace, yes to the resistance.
can't have me now. Was it worth the cost? Look into the mirror, cause I know it never lies. What is staring back at me that has my mother's eyes? Hope's the same, but I'm not. Somebody who's already
I'm look like a beautiful blonde with big tits and an ass tastes like French vanilla ice cream?
What?
I said, do I look like a beautiful blonde with big tits and an ass tastes like French vanilla ice cream?
No.
No. Okay, then why are you telling me all this bullshit, huh? What, you want to fuck me?
Clarence, he's sick.
Let me handle this.
Look, right? You know what? Just get it straight. Lee is not into taking risks, okay? He's got a couple of guys. He's been dealing with them for years. They're reliable, they're dependable, and they're safe.
Well, riddle me this, Batman. I mean, if you're all so much in love with each other, what the hell you doing here? Well, I'm sure you've got better things to do with your time than hanging around upside down on a roller coaster all day. Well, your guy is interested because with that much shit at his fingertips, he can play Joe fucking Hollywood until the wheels come off, you know? He can sell it. He can snort it. He can play Santa Claus with it as far as I'm concerned. I mean, at the price he's paying, he's going to be able to afford to just throw it around. He's going to be everybody's best friend, all right? I mean, I'm not putting him down here. It's his money. Let him do whatever the hell he wants, but don't expect me and my friends to hang around forever waiting for you guys to grow some guts, all right? Oh, Jesus.
Somebody's.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Lee.
Elliot, it's Sunday. Can you tell me why I'm talking to you on Sunday? I don't see enough of you all week. I got to talk to you on Sunday, too.
I'm with that party that you wanted me to get together with, Lee. You know who I'm talking about?
I don't believe this. Elliot, why the hell are you talking to me on my phone about that?
Well, because I'm standing with the guy, and he insists on talking to you.
But are you out of your fucking mind?
He said that if I didn't get you on the phone, that he's using me and want to do...
Hello, Lee. It's Clarence. Last we speak. Now, first of all, Lee, I want to tell you I'm a really big fan of yours. That's why I want to open Dr. Zhivago in L.A., and I need you and your abilities to distribute.
Clarence. I don't know, Clarence. Dr. Zhivago's a pretty big movie, you know?
Biggest movie you've ever dealt with, Lee. I mean, we're talking a lot of film here. A man would have to be an idiot not to be a little bit cautious about a movie like that. And, Lee, you are no idiot.
No. I'm not saying I'm not interested, Clarence. It's just that being a distributor is not what I'm all about. I'm a movie producer, you know? I am on this earth to make good movies. Nothing more and nothing, well, maybe less sometimes. Hey! Choose a fucking lane! No, not you. Just some idiot. Don't give me that finger! I'll fucking have you killed! The bottom line is I am not paramount. You know what I'm saying? I got a select few distributors I deal with. I buy their little movies, and I accomplish what I want to accomplish, and I get the fuck out of there. Very businesslike and very easy, and very little risk, Clarence.
Lee, we're talking to Dr. Zhivago here. This will be packing him in for a year and a half. 2 years. That is 2 years you're not going to have to deal with anybody else's movie but mine, all right?
Nobody's but yours. What is the rush here?
Oh, I just want to be able to announce this deal at Cannes, all right? If I had time for a courtship, Lee, I would. I'd take you out, I'd hold your hand, I'd kiss your cheek at the door. But I'm not in that position. I need to know right now if you and I are in bed together or not. If you want my movie, Lee, you're going to have to come to terms with your fear and desire.
Uh-huh. Fear and desire, huh, Clarence?
Don't you know that my films have grossed more than $2.8 billion, Clarence? Let me talk to Elliot.
You want to talk to Elliot?
Let me talk to Elliot.
Elliot, he wants to talk to you.
Ellie.
Elliot. Where do you know this guy from?
He's a friend of Dick's, member.
Fucking Dick.
You want me to suck his dick?
Who the fuck is Dick?
Oh, who the fuck is Dick? Yeah. Dick is he's my friend. He's in my acting class.
You told him to act.
Is he any good? Is he talented? Really? Yeah, and how does Dick know this guy?
They grew up together.
Okay, Wednesday at the hotel, 3 o'clock. Bring the whole fucking cast, all right? And Elliot, don't call me here anymore, especially not on Sunday, all right?
What'd he say?
Okay, just hold on for a second. Shut up for a second. Hey, you guys, this is what's going to happen. 3 o'clock, Beverly Ambassador, he wants to see everybody, okay? And he'll talk to you. If after talking to you, he likes you, wants to deal with you, he'll deal with you. If he doesn't, he'll say, fuck you. And he'll walk out of the room.
Did you tell him what was it?
Shut up for a second. And he wants a sample bag.
No problem on all counts.
Great.
Did you tell him what was an actor?
Yes, I told him.
You told him what was good?
Yeah, I lied.
What is this? From the mission, the heart of San Francisco. Radio Valencia.fm, 24 hours, 7 days a week, community radio at its best. Be part of the team, be part of the dream. Email station at radiovalencia.fm. That's station, S-T-A-T-I-O-N, at radiovalencia.fm. Be in front of the scenes. Be behind the scene. Be in the middle of the scene. Shouts outs to all. My name is Farco. Live and direct. Strong, move until noon o'clock. We play music from all around this wonderful universe. If you want your music played on RadioValencia.fm, you're in a band, side project, experimental, polka, rap, punk, whatever it is, send your music to bands at RadioValencia.fm. That's bands, B-A-N-D-S, at RadioValencia.fm. And there is the passage to musical happiness. It's possible. Re-download the Radio Valencia application. The application is for free. It's easy. It's simple to use. Look up Radio Valencia everywhere else. Online. On the streets. In your heart. RadioValencia.fm. We're here. If you want music, give me a call. 415-766-4428. To everyone around the world, 1-415-766-4428. Or email me, itsfaco@gmail.com. It's Faco on X. Handle me. Handle me. ITSFACO on X or email on itsfaco@gmail.com or youtube.com/itsfaco. It's all there. We're here. So much music, so little time. You heard the Cottonmouth Kings. Yeah, I said it. Dog's Life. Haven't heard that in a long time. I like it. I like it a lot. Other music we heard today, we also heard something from True Romance. And I can't get enough of that movie, man. I saw that later in life, I should say. I saw that later in life. I didn't see it like when it came out in the 90s or whatever, you know. I saw that in the thousands, the 2000s, man. And I can't get enough of that movie. That's just a nice movie. And I don't even think Tarantino likes it because they changed the script around, but it's still a good movie. And big shouts outs to Perfect Strangers out in Radio Land, all the way from Meeples. He's Balki Bartokomis. And I think Bronson, the man who played on Bronson Pinchot, he had a birthday this week too. So it's all relative, man. So Perfect Strangers also says that I am Cousin Larry Appleton. I forgot his last name. Thanks for letting me know. Larry Appleton. If I'm Cousin Larry, I better know the last name. Cousin Larry Appleton, you know? And dude, Perfect Strangers, you didn't understand the TV show. But remember, they had hot girlfriends, man. Cousin Larry had like a hot, sultry, sexy woman. Like, Cousin Larry's kind of silly and straight-laced, but his woman, his girlfriend, she was like sexy. She was tall and, you know, like she wasn't like too happy. I don't know if you get that. She was more on a serious tip, but she was sexy. I remember that. And But Balki Bartokomis had that hot blonde with big, big boobs, man. Everything you need in life. You want to be American? Balki Bartokomis was American, all right. Blonde, big boobs, ditzy girlfriend. Oh, my God. That must have been a lot of fun, man. No wonder they were doing the Dance of Joy all the time, every episode. Let's do the Dance of Joy. I was talking to my friends about Perfect Strangers, and the Dance of Joy is not like an easy dance to do. You get on you're going fast, you crotch, you're lifting your legs, man. You had to be active and flexible and athletic to do that dance. That's what sold that show. They were very animated and very involved a lot of movement, you know. So I dug that. So okay, we played something from True Romance. We also played Calibro 35 with the song Riots. We also had new music from Against the Current with the song Dead Man Walking. We also had Golems of the Red Planet with the song Zimp. We had some 9MS with Tiffany was the name of the song. And we started a whole set off, guys, with new music. New music from Mike D. He's back. What we got? Mike D from the Beastie Boys. Back. Bringing out solo music. And I'm so happy. I mean, I understand Beastie Boys can't be around no more, but it's nice to have some solo work from some of those guys, man. And I was a big fan, and I still am. I don't care what you say. But Mike D's got new music out, and the song we played and started off the whole set with was What We Got. We're caught up with the music. Remember, if you want music, give me a call. 415-766-4428 or itsfaco@gmail.com or go on radiovalencia.fm and go on the chatterbox and you can request there. Type your name, type a comment, request, shout out, whatever you got. It's possible. I made it in. Made it in again. I'm here till noon o'clock. Remember, coming up at noon, stay tuned for DJ Mark and his show Drop the Charges. We're back. We're in. We're ready. And we got the music, man. And I made it by car, by train, by feet, coming into the studio here in the Mission, the heart of San Francisco. And now, guys, you guys remember surveillance vehicles? You know, you watched movies or you lived that life where people are keeping tabs on you. You know, people are keeping an eye on you. You know, like in movies, you know, they'd be unmarked vehicles or, you know, these surveillance cars, you know, would be in like a van. It'd say like a florist. It'd say floral. Or it'd say, you know, electric company, you know. Or it wouldn't even say anything. It'd be like windowless, blank, just plain, right? And you see these surveillance vehicles, or they would try to make themselves unseeable. They would try to make themselves invisible, right? This is how the surveillance vehicles used to be. But now you're getting rides from surveillance vehicles, man. You know, that's your ride. That's getting you to work now, these surveillance vehicles. You know? They're giving you rides and they're giving you a discount at certain times, too. Yeah, we'll give you 20% off, you know? Come on in. We're just scanning your whole body as we talk. That's it. Scanning the whole street. Running your face through our database. You know, it makes me think, you know who was ahead of their time? A rapper named Nelly. You guys remember Nelly? Down, down, baby, down, down. Remember that? Or what else? It's getting hot in here. You remember Nelly, Superstar Nelly? He was ahead of the game, man. He was trying to tell us a long time ago. That guy was wearing Band-Aids on his face. Remember that? He had a Band-Aid on his face for a long time. And I think he knew, you know, that could deter facial recognition. You know, the rappers, they knew. Nelly knew. He was number one. He was from St. Louis. And he wore a Band-Aid on his face. I'm putting Band-Aids on my phones. Band-Aids on the laptop. You gotta cover the camera. You know, make sure it's unused. Don't be using a used Band-Aid that was around your cut on your finger. Because then you use that used Band-Aid and put it over the camera, they're reading your DNA. You just gave them a blood sample. You know, but sometimes I think, man, Nelly was telling us all back in the day while he was wearing a Band-Aid. He's like, no one's gonna recognize me in a database. Because they only had facial recognition in the last 10 years, right, guys? That's the only time. Bet you they had that since Breakfast Club came out with John Hughes. John Hughes probably put that facial recognition. You know, but these, you know, now you're getting rides from surveillance vehicles. You know, and I don't, and it doesn't stop with just those, like, Waymo. Everything. but this has all been said and done. But if you're gonna take a page out of somebody's book, take a page out of Nelly. St. Louis rapper Nelly, put a bandaid on your face. Put some scotch tape on your cheeks. Your face cheeks and your butt cheeks. Because you never know what's going to happen. It's too easy. You know, I just want to go back to Perfect Strangers. Do the dance of joy. Hang out with white women in a Chicago apartment. Work at a newspaper place. Go to Chicago game, Cub games. Maybe I think that's the way. That's how it goes. Shouts out to all. More music on the way. RadioValencia.fm. Enough of me. I could keep going. But we moving. There's so much good music out there, and I'm gonna play some more good music. Shouts out to all. More music on the way. Remember, it's Faco at gmail.com. It's Faco on X. Handle me, and there we could talk, and there you could chat, and there you could request music. More music on the way, RadioValencia.fm. Let's get back into it. This is Lucas Pierre. This is new music from Lucas Pierre and Frank Montesel. And this song is called Cumpleaños Fatal Radio. Valencia. We'll be right back.
let me get up.
What is your rank, bro?
Sergeant First Class.
Your company?
437 Civil Affairs Company, U.S. Army Reserve.
My man, tell me something, okay? What is the problem with Michael Jackson?
What do you mean?
What is the problem with Michael Jackson? What is the problem with Michael Jackson? You understand my question?
No, I'm not sure I do.
The king of pop. Woohoo. Hee-hee.
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
He come to Egypt, I see picture in newspaper. Hello, with the white glove. I'm Michael Jackson in my hotel room with my shop-up face. Your country making shop-up his face.